Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a party Tuesday. Dominic, we are on the patio, Hawk's Bar and Grill, right here on State Street. We got a fine guest, former U.S. Attorney, our good friend James Santel, with us at the table. There are a few less cannolis. I dove into the cannolis.
And I've noticed, Mike, that you selected the non-chocolate covered, which would give my Aunt Carmela great pleasure to know that you went with the pure item, the pure bakery.
Yeah, come on.
Sweet. But right. Not too sweet.
Who puts chocolate on a cannoli, right, man? Know, it's just like putting a Hershey's syrup on tiramisu.
Exactly.
Mr. Santel, right, you know, our Uncle Beetle's rolling over in his grave, man.
I was troubled when I got them, I have to tell you. I was troubled by the chocolate-covered cannolis.
Tom's going to order ketchup and egg noodles later. Who's he kidding? Jim Santel, Dom, I will defer to you and your egg noodle ketchup eating self. I know you had a few more questions.
Yeah, Jim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. I know we talked quite a bit about the investigations and the J6, and of course a little bit about the Department of Justice, but obviously there's many investigations going on. I want to get your sense of where we stand on some of these, and perhaps the one I'm looking the most forward to being resolved is Fani Willis, right, down in Fulton County, Georgia, where Trump's looking for 11,780 votes.
Which still
is
looking. Still
one
looking.
More than he needs. So what's your sense on where that investigation is right now in the actual exposure? And, of course, subpoenas out to people like Senator Lindsey Graham, who's trying to fight them. Who do you think is ahead in the game here as it compares to, for instance, Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice?
Right. From the very start, we kind of thought that one, a more discreet prosecution unit. You could charge this again as the call. The call you just described, Dom. I need these votes. Give them to me, Mr. Secretary of State. That in and of itself, I'm sure she's got that at the top of her list. That's probably count number one. What that is, that's solicitation to undermine our Georgia election. I'm sure it's in violation of Georgia state law. Again, not a federal prosecution. That kind of a focus on it. So she's got that one in place. All you need to do is play the tape on that one.
Right, no brainer, right? Low-hanging fruit.
That is kind of like the Steve Bannon trial. That you can do in a course of an afternoon almost. She plainly is going beyond that because, as you said, she's subpoenaing people like Lindsey Graham. She's subpoenaing other people. So she is doing something broader, and she is asking the question, okay, who else was a part of this conspiracy, either to prompt Donald Trump to do that or maybe even do other things to try to get the Georgia vote skewed in the wrong direction? And that obviously will take more time. Anytime you add a conspiracy on, you're going to be bringing in more people. My sense is, even so, her universe is necessarily smaller. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, but it doesn't have to deal with 2,000 people who storm the Capitol and then all the Proud Boys, the 3%ers, and then the leaders of all that in Washington, D.C. You've got a discrete number of people who are focusing on one state for maybe a long period of time, but not over the top. And so my own sense is that one may well be concluded long before Merrick Garland is ready to go with something on his end out of the federal grand jury in D.C. We'll wait and see. But again, I think the big news is it is just the Lindsey Graham stuff. That is, she is looking either for testimony, could be a subject, could be a target. What did he do? What did he say? She's broadened the ambit beyond just Donald Trump and this conversation with the Secretary of State.
Lindsey Graham's defense, as he's trying to get this subpoena quashed is that, hey, he's just doing his job. You know, he's just doing his job. Right, and this is part of the role of a senator and oversight, blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't serve in Georgia.
What's your take of that defense, Jim?
Right. You know, so here's his exact statement. He says, the Constitution, he says, provides absolute protection against inquiry into Senator Graham's legislative acts. Well, there is a part of the Constitution that says, yeah, for things that you say on the floor of the Senate, we're not going to hold you responsible. Perhaps we should. Maybe another thing that James Madison would rethink if he had to rewrite the Constitution. But again, does it protect criminal behavior? Does it protect conspiracies to undermine the government, whether it's in Georgia or the United States of America? The answer is no. And so, again, we've talked about this. It's called the crime fraud exception. All these privileges, none of them is absolute. And the mere fact that he's a United States senator who's got some responsibilities in this area does not mean that he is immune, number one. We've talked. He's got to show up. You got a subpoena. That's a basic concept that unfortunately Steve Bannon now knows too well. You got to show up. You can raise privileges, and we can litigate those. Even the privileges are not going to prevent him from providing the testimony about what he did. It's not legislative. It is, if anything, it is probably criminal behavior that he'd be testifying about.
Jim Santel, let's talk about a little criminal election fraud happening a little closer to home. There's a voter advocacy, air quotes, character named Waite that apparently tried to get some ballots for the Republican Speaker of the Assembly and the Democratic Mayor of Racine and apparently like 10 other people. And then he went and confessed his criminality to the sheriff, a Trumpster from Racine County, I believe, Schmeling.
Right.
And Schmeling's response was not to seek to prosecute the guy who just confessed the crime, but to blame the elections commissioner and perhaps the portal at the My Vote Wisconsin, because damn it, somebody's got to pay for this man's criminality.
Right. And specifically told him, I'm not coming to arrest you. Go ahead.
Basically, hell no, I think is what he said.
Right? I'm effectively sanctioning what you did. I am the chief county law enforcement officer, a major. Now, they're all important in the state of Wisconsin, but that one in particular. And I'm basically going to give you a complete law enforcement pass on this. Now, under these circumstances, yeah, you normally go to the DA and get a complaint and maybe get a search warrant, those kinds of things. But the notion that that's his immediate response is very, very, not just... It's not surprising. It is shocking. And also goes to this other issue, which we've talked about at great length. If I commit a crime and then I come to you later on and I say, oh, I'm going to confess to it. I commit it. I use the example all the time, right? The bank robbery, right? I commit the bank robbery and then come back a few hours later and say, oh, wait. Here's your money back. I just wanted to see if, in fact, the FDIC was really serious about protecting your money. Turns out that maybe they were and all of things are forgiven here. Doesn't work that way. You've committed the crime. And again, not only is the sheriff not in a position to make those judgment calls, that's a DA who makes those judgment calls. But I would also say that to the extent that he's pontificating about this, he's just plain wrong. A crime was committed here. It may not be in at the same level as the, for example, the state electors or things we talked about in Washington, D.C. But the very fact that you decide to do this, it is in violation with intent, with knowledge, with purpose, which you've confessed to. It makes it a crime, and the DA should be looking at it. We will see what happens in that part of our state. Beyond that, the sheriff should not be out there saying those kinds of things because, again, deterrence, none whatsoever. What stops the next person from doing the same kind of thing? That's the long-term impact of all of these behaviors. Sends the bad messages to America. It's okay to do this. It's okay to lie. It's okay to undermine the structures of government, and we'll let you get away with it.
Jim, I'll take some small comfort in the fact that the Attorney General of the United States,
of the state of Wisconsin.
A little distraction on the street. I get distracted readily.
Right.
The Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call,
yes,
has opened, or at least the Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the Waite getting the fake ballot character.
Right.
But I wonder to this moment, Jim, why is the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin not investigating and perhaps prosecuting the false electors? I think they were in that building right there December 14th, committing a fraud and perhaps an insurrection, Jim.
Without in any way minimizing what we just chatted about this goofball, this jamoke, so to speak, who's doing this crazy stuff, and that is a crime there. The much more serious matter is exactly that one. Again, right up the street here at that beautiful building we call the Wisconsin State Capitol, we know that there was a fraudulent meeting, a parallel meeting at which people got together and said, you know what? We're going to put together some false documents. We're going to sign them as if we're true electors. We're going to send them off to Washington, D.C., to the archives, to Congress. And we're going to maintain that indeed, we're the true voice of Wisconsin. There is no doubt, from my perspective, again, I was not a state prosecutor, I was a federal prosecutor, but there are prohibitions in the state and federal law against false statements, false representations, fraud against government, and I share your concern that unlike many other attorneys general in this nation, our attorney general is not pursuing that and has made just the opposite decision. I continue to be concerned about that, especially, again, with this recent news. We are pursuing the fellow in southeastern Wisconsin about this other matter, but we're not addressing the one right up the street that really had the potential impact to change the course. It did change the course of history, but could have been much more catastrophic.
Reminds me of the inaction of the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg.
Yeah, a little concerning about that as well. As we talk about these ongoing investigations in different areas and different parts of the country, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, took over and basically said, "Nah, I don't think we can win." Right. A couple of prosecutors quit based on that. But Tish James, the New York State Attorney General, she's still pursuing her civil case.
Right.
And last we heard, Trump and the kids were supposed to come and testify, but then, you know, mom accidentally fell down the stairs and died of blunt, you know, forced trauma to her chest and
buried her out on the first tee.
So, I mean, I don't even go there, but they were excused from their testimony at that time.
Right, at that time.
I can't imagine. I mean, come on, the guy's, Trump's out traveling around the country, he's doing rallies. He certainly has time to get his ass back to New York under oath to testify, don't you think, Jim?
Absolutely. And Tish James is a bright and vigorous, I don't like the word aggressive because that sentence tends to suggest to me that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. She knows what's going on.
Diligent,
right? Conscientious, right? Focused, all those kinds of good words. And again, do judges, are they aware of the reality that's out there when they turn to the front or second or maybe the sixth page of the New York Times and see that Donald Trump is frankly going to be here in Wisconsin and Waukesha this Friday?
Friday, we're
going
to broadcast it
be
live
right there,
on
right?
the show.
And again,
so
at the end of the month to try to, you know, his insurrection tour.
Absolutely. And they know that. And so one of the questions that judges can ask is, you know, counsel for Mr. Trump or the children, where is your client right now? What are they doing? Why is it that this, which is a judicial obligation, cannot be honored? And those kinds of things are. And I suspect we're going to be hearing more about that from the courts out there in New York very soon.
Our excellent guest, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. He comes bearing cannolis and lots and lots of knowledge. Jim, thank you so much for joining
us. Always a pleasure.
Here on the patio at Hawks Bar and Grill, you can all join us on the patio. This party's just getting started. The Summer of Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo. More the Happier Happy Hour, the Tuesday edition. Live at Hawks, we're partying on the patio.
The House of Representatives has passed on to the Senate, and the Senate's getting ready.
We got to do something.
To do
Absolutely.
Something.
You know what we
got to
do?
Hopefully
talk apart.
I like to dream. Yes, right between the sound machine.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Doing a live party hit down here at Hawks Bar and Grill, State Street in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin.
We are on the shady side of the street. That's important to know.
Anywhere I go with you, it's the shady side of the street, Katie.
And breezy. It's got a nice cooling breeze.
Oh, man, it's just...
It's about perfect here.
Nothing like summer in the Midwest, baby.
We're down to two cannolis, and it wasn't me this time.
No, one and a half, actually. I had a half of that one.
We're one and a half cannolis. We're moving well into the happier happy hour. I want to thank our most recent guest, bearer of aforementioned cannolis and legal nuggets that you should all have. James Santel, thank you so much. Don't forget his big show, Morning Cannolis. You know, see how he promotes.
He's one
cannolis?
Hell of a brander.
Jim Santel, Morning Cannolis, Saturday morning, all across the Civic Media radio brand, 9 to 11, Saturday mornings. But, Dom, I'm excited
Crudy.
To note there is some breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. We've got a brand new endorsement to announce from the former president of the United States. And it's not in the gubernatorial race. He already endorsed our boy Tim Michaels, right?
Yes, he's coming to what? Coming to Waukesha, Wisconsin on Friday for Tim Michaels?
Did you see the headline last night? Apparently there was some sort of gubernatorial town hall something something.
Republican gubernatorial candidates had a town hall meeting. Yeah,
and during the course of that event, Tim Michaels was asked, would he endorse Donald Trump in 2024?
We'll see what happens. Nobody did. None of the three candidates.
Not even Ramjan.
Ramjan, who's all about, you know, overturning the election. Trump won. He'd sign that legislation in a heartbeat, quote-unquote, or nanosecond, quote-unquote. Does that say, does that tell us that the January 6th, the J6 committee hearings are having an impact? If none of the Republicans running for governor in the state of Wisconsin would stand up and endorse Donald Trump? I mean, that's mind-blowing to me. How is that even possible?
If you're Donald Trump and a petty man by nature,
yes.
Let's not forget the original rationale, if you understand and believe the reporting in the paper. The reason he endorsed Tim Michaels, Donald Trump, that is because Rebecca Clayfish, the former Republican lieutenant governor, her daughter went to prom with a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice's son. Apparently, even plutonically, that's not even like they're dating, my understanding. But they went to prom together, and Rebecca tweeted out a picture of the kids. Like, hey, Judge Justice Hagedorn, the kids clean up nice, don't they? And Hagedorn was the 4-3 vote not to overturn the election in the state of Wisconsin to the benefit of Donald Trump, and he's never forgiven that. He endorsed Tim Michaels. Michaels won't endorse him back. I wouldn't be shocked if Trump canceled on Friday.
This is what I'm saying, right? I mean, there's entirely
that
possibility. That's exactly what he would do.
I wasn't sure you were going to be here until the radio started playing.
You never know. 844-967-2789. So, the breaking news?
Donald Trump is offering an endorsement of the guy who refuses to do the right thing and decertify the election, you know, for his benefit. Speaker Robin Voss has an opponent. He's being primaried, and Donald Trump has suddenly endorsed the primary opponent, Adam Steed. Luckiest day of your life, sir.
Alexander Schur reporting in the Wisconsin State Journal. After speaking critically of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, he's Assembly Speaker from Wisconsin, for not decertifying the 2020 election despite it being impossible. Former President Donald Trump...
You're just not magic enough, Robin.
Trump on Tuesday endorsed his Republican challenger, Adam Steen, an election denier, is a, quote, rising patriotic candidate, Trump said, adding that Voss fights America First efforts and policies, even though he claims to be a Republican. Our great slogan, Make America Great Again, is not exactly high on his list, Trump said of Voss in a statement.
Didn't he say something very similar about Mike Pence on January 6th in a conversation with Kevin McCarthy, the then minority leader?
So disappointed. Hang Mike Pence. Is it hang Robin Voss? I mean, this is what it is about Trump. He is chaotic. He sows disorder. I mean, you plug him into any situation, and that is what he does. And so anybody who wants to deal with this man, that is what you get.
But Robin Voss, after being pressured to get on a private plane with Trump down to some damn rally in Alabama, decided to roll out this partisan election witch hunt. He got himself a corrupted former Supreme Court justice in Gableman, paid the freaking guy like something approaching $1 million. And even Gableman, in private conversations back with Robin Voss, has said, you know, it's quite impossible, but I'm going to suggest we should strongly consider decertifying the election for the benefit of Donald Trump.
But that's what they don't learn about Donald Trump. There is no winning with Donald Trump. I mean, Robin Voss, if he doesn't do exactly what Trump wants him to do when he wants him to do it, even if Trump decides to change his mind, he is going to go after you. That is how it is. That's how Trump works. And all these Republicans, all the megas, the entire cult, they are now responding to it. And you never win. You lay down with a guy like Trump, you are never going to come out on top.
Lay down with the dogs. Wake up with fleas.
That's right, baby.
Well, 1 week from tonight is election day in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we will do special expanded coverage right here on the Civic Media Network. Devil Radio, the Shaw, WFHR. That is locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. Starting to struggle a little bit.
It's too many stations.
It's my first drink, man. It's barely the happier happy hour. And Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, up there in Wausau. We'll bring the coverage all across the great state of Wisconsin, Dom. And I suspect Voss will sneak out of there with the victory because, you know, he is the assembly speaker and it is his backyard. But if he was ever going to be vulnerable, this is the year.
You know, I'm not a fan of Democrats getting involved in Republican races.
Well, now that the Mandela Barnes race has pretty much been wrapped up, it's Mandela's to win the senatorial race. You know, the problem is it's a partisan primary. You can either vote as a Democrat or you can vote as a Republican. And, of course, we all cared a lot about the senatorial race. Who's going to be the opponent of Ron Johnson? And in all probability, it's going to be Mandela Barnes. That frees us up to be strategic, especially our listeners in Mount Pleasant on the 540 AM signal. If you're looking for mischief on Election Day, consider doing what Donald Trump wants you to do. Vote for Adam Steen. Take out Robin Voss. We'll all be the better for it.
I mean, and Republicans, MAGAs, if you don't do what Donald Trump tells you to do, then you're not a patriot and you're not MAGA enough. Remember that. He will not love you anymore.
If Adam Steen does not beat Robin Voss, it was a rigged election. More Devil's Advocates rolling through the happier happy hour at Hawk's Bar and Grill on the patio.
They go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, partying on the deck at Hawks, the nicest of all the finer neighborhood bars and grills that Hawks owns.
What town are we in, man?
We're in Madison, Wisconsin, brother. I'm staring at the Wisconsin State Capitol right up State Street. We're on the shady side of the street. Thanks to Dom.
Very appropriate for you, Curdy.
And we're taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. 1 week from today, Election Day in the great state of Wisconsin. But you see this headline over at the Raw Story, Dom?
What's that?
Michigan GOP cancels their election night party after a man threatens to torch headquarters.
Wow.
I think it was one of their own.
It probably is.
On Tuesday, David Eckert of Crane's Business News reported that the Republican Party of Michigan was forced to cancel an election night party following violent threats against their office. The Michigan GOP has abruptly canceled its primary election night watch party at a restaurant pub in downtown Lansing due to a security concern. Deputy Chief of Staff Gustavo Portella says the party has received multiple threats about the attack, to its building and staff. Portella says the latest threat came this morning when a bystander near the party headquarters in Lansing threatened to shoot the building, and he also told a female staffer he wanted to enslave women and burn the building down. Now, I swear to God, that's MAGA.
That's almost too MAGA to be MAGA, man.
It's a false flag operation, Dom, yeah. I'm telling you.
I mean, I discourage that kind of behavior, but here's what the problem is. Trump has fomented this, and whether or not this is a MAGA or anti-MAGA, right, it's still not kosher, still not good civic behavior. It is still a crime. We have to engage in our systems and engage in our way of government to make it better. If you do not engage in it, and that doesn't mean just going to vote, it means more than that. Educating yourself is a big part of that. If we do not do that, then we're stuck with things like this, and that's, you know, threats from random D-bags because of some political ideals that perhaps they don't appreciate.
Now, didn't the former president threaten the assembly speaker of the great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, effectively with political termination?
Well, endorsing his opponent.
He said worse than that about Robin Voss.
Trump is the poster boy for inappropriate and treasonous, traitorous, bastardness behavior. So, sure. And that has now opened up the door for all the other Trumpers. I mean, come on. The guy came out and endorsed Eric. I endorsed Eric in Missouri, right? Well, which one? I'm not going to tell you. I mean,
Creighton's the one accused of raping the woman.
Yes, and the other guy is not much better to my understanding. But the point being that you have this head of this political party, the MAGA party, coming out and is being, I'm going to endorse MAGA. And all the news are like, oh, this is so confusing. And both the Erics accepted the endorsement. Thank you, President Trump, for your endorsement, because they're both named Eric. I believe there might actually be another dude running also named Eric. But that is what Trump is. He is chaos. He is all about Trump. And whatever he can do, He'll do.
You know he wasn't endorsing Eric Trump. A little bit more from the Republican Party of Michigan. I find a little of their words, their statements ironic, Dom. Here's what they said. It's unfortunate that members of the opposite party would seize on this and joke about the situation. Again, they were, threatened with firebombing or something of the sort. But this type of politics they play nowadays, our party won't be deterred.
Oh, really?
And we'll continue to work tirelessly for Republican policies despite ongoing threats. No type of violence against women should ever be tolerated. That's the statement from the Republican Party of the state of Michigan, without irony.
With zero irony.
Or as the statement here says, this comes as right-wing activists around the country have threatened elected officials, including Republicans themselves, often motivated by conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, haven't been stolen. It was rigged, Dom, I tell you.
It is just such a cancer on this country. There has to be some comeuppance for Trump and these conspirators. Otherwise, this will continue. Until there is accountability, and until there are convictions, until someone steals Trump's mattress, this will continue. This is now the way of the world under MAGA.
Did you go to jail for the weekend and someone took your mattress? You always come back to that.
844-967-2789. No one's taking my mattress. Let's get some callers in. Jake from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, yeah, do you think, I mean, we've already known this for a while, but when Voss hired Gableman, the whole idea, I think, was to, you know, take all the circus and give it to someone else so Voss could hide from it. But I think right now, like, it's gotten so bad that Voss can't hide from it at all because he's the one who, you know, is the one who's giving him money. Not only that, but Gableman is just taking taxpayer money. And we all know that Republicans are really good stewards of taxpayer money, right?
Right.
And you know, Jake, I feel like Robin Voss was trying to walk the high wire like one of the Melinda brothers, and he fell right on his nards, and it's got to sting.
Yeah, and I think it's rubbing off on him now, and I think we should keep on taking his nose and rubbing it into Gableman's crap, so to speak. And the rest of the media has gotten a hold of it finally, that this is just a joke, and, you know, Voss can't run from it anymore. I mean, it's never, even if he wins, he can't run from it. So at least we can, I don't know, put that patch on him, I guess.
Robin Voss wears a scarlet letter.
T. They all should wear the scarlet T. Thank you for the call, Jake. We can take your calls, 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the list. Jack from the Mac, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Well,
hey, Jack.
I have a thought, if you believe it or not.
Well, don't hurt yourself, Jack.
It seems like the whole purpose of this fraud was to try to decertify the election. Gableman knew darn well, probably from day one, that you can't do that. If he agreed to take money for doing this, that is definitely done under false pretenses. In short, it is financial fraud. And I don't see why he couldn't be prosecuted for that. And just the same as, for example, okay, Voss told them, you go ahead and do this, but if you are trapped by a fraudster and you say, go ahead and do this, and the fraudster knows darn well he's not going to do it, then that's definitely fraud. If not that, if you can't be prosecuted legally, then maybe a lawsuit to recover $1 million+ directly from Gableman. It's just an idea.
I don't know about getting blood from a stone, Jack.
Well, would he have qualified immunity because he is in some tangential way associated with an elected official? He was there at the behest of the State Assembly Elections Commission?
Well, so was BOP.
Committee?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing's a joke, Jack, and I think they knew it from the beginning. They knew it they did it to acquiese Trump, to, as Kurti mentioned, to try to walk that fine line to keep the MAGA involved, to keep them motivated, to keep them engaged, and to keep Trump off their backs, and you know, and just to hope that at some point, you know, this will all just go away. But you know, the dirty secret is it never goes away. I mean, Trump continues to be there. He will always be there. He will always be doing the Trumpiness stuff until he has to pay the price. And if Gableman can get 11 grand a month out of it, Jack, hell, even if it's down to five, why not? He's cashing those checks. You think he gives a damn about the fact that he knows and it has been reported out today from Freedom of Information, from American Oversight, that he told Voss it is impossible for this to happen. But thank you for the check. I'll keep cashing it. I mean, once you say that, shouldn't you just, you know, kind of shut it down?
Well,
any thoughts, Jack?
Like I said, he's clearly committing fraud. He knows he can't do it. He's taking money for it, just like a fraudster would from you or me. I don't see why he couldn't be prosecuted for it, or at least, like I said, at least the subject of a lawsuit to try to recover some of that money.
Oh, come on, Jack. We don't even prosecute fraudulent Trump electors in the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for the call, man.
844-967-2789. You can join the party people here at the decks, the patio, more accurately, outside of Hawks. You can join us on the phones, of course. But Dom, first, I got more breaking news, man.
Oh, man, it's a busy day today.
More political luminaries coming to our backyard. What star could possibly shine brighter than Donald Trump? There could only be one.
And?
Hang Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence is coming to town?
Hang Mike Pence is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow, baby. Coming on behalf of Rebecca Clayfish.
Oh, really?
Sort of a preemptive attack before Trump can come and endorse Michaels.
Even though Michaels would not endorse Trump yesterday at the town hall.
Yes, correct. Okay. That's my understanding. Mike Pence will travel to Milwaukee on Wednesday to attend a roundtable with former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. I'm going to have to call Joel, see if I can get myself invited, who the former vice president has endorsed leading up to an August 9th primary against Donald Trump backhanded Tim Michaels. And you know, the odd man out Ram Jam's got to be crying himself to sleep at night. He earned that endorsement in a variety of ways.
I have a feeling Ram Jam cries himself to sleep every night, regardless of what's going on.
No, that's Mrs. Ram Jam. Clayfish announced Tuesday that Pence and former Governor Scotty Wanker, who she served under for 8 years, will join her for a law enforcement roundtable discussion, which will occur 2 days before Trump comes to Waukesha County to hold a rally in support of Michaels, the millionaire co-owner of the Brownsville-based Michaels Corp. Now, Clayfish is in a sharply contested primary with Michaels, who's also been backed by former Governor Tommy Thompson. Other Republicans in the race include State Rep. Timothy Rantham, Dom's buddy, the Republican from Campbellsport, and Adam Fisher, the guy who gets no respect. In addition to Pence, Clayfish has been endorsed by only the finest, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. I wouldn't admit that. I wouldn't seek his endorsement. I wouldn't accept his endorsement if offered.
Wait, didn't Ted Cruz win the Republican presidential primary in 2016 in the state of Wisconsin?
He did.
He certainly did.
A little bit more.
Oh, doesn't, and Walker, too, man. Scott Walker also endorsed Rebecca Clayfish.
He did just recently, multiple times. Now, Cruz is a fierce Trump rival, turned close ally. Turned close ally, meaning he has no moral character. He just sold his soul. Now, my understanding, there's recent books out, recent reporting, and this is obviously after the fact, but Trump actually apologized to Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz wouldn't accept the apology, wouldn't endorse Trump. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Well, now he's
apologizing to Ted Cruz for which indiscretion, the ugly wife comment or the
your dad killed JFK?
Right. I mean, there's just so many.
Well, I don't know, but Cruz has been doing enough knob slobbering to go around ever since. More from this article at the Cap Times, or more accurately, the Madison.com. Michaels and Clayfish were leading the race, separated by just one percentage point. Uh-oh, they're coming for Dom. In a recent statewide polling, Ram Jam, who has been endorsed by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and Dominic Salvia, pulled more than 20 points behind Michaels and Clayfish in June. Fisher was not included in the poll.
Well, you mean the Mike Lindell pull didn't happen, the push, the bump. There's no Mike Lindell pillow bump. Shocking. Weird how that is. I mean, just look at these characters, Curdy. This is what we're dealing with. And Donald Trump is. And who was? I think it was Lindsey Graham said, if we get Trump, he's going to tear this party apart. And that's exactly what they're doing. But the good news is the Republican Party, as you all thought it was, that died a long time ago. This is MAGA, baby.
Dominic, I suspect you sleep just fine at night on your MyPillow, hugging your Ram Jam for Governor Pillow. Come back, more Devil's Advocates partying on the patio outside Hawks Bar and Grill, 425 State Street. Now, lovely Mrs. Crudy wants to know, is 7 o'clock too late to come to the party?
No!
You'll miss the live broadcast, but it's never too late to come to a Devil's Advocates party. We may close this street down, and it never shuts down. More Devil's Advocates, more of the Happier Happy Hour, more of your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Do you know who I am?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, come by. You can hang out with us at Hawks Bar on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Or you can just call us on the phone at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's totally off topic, but a little warm today. I see there are cruises being offered departing from Milwaukee, destination Antarctica. How do you get from there to there? I mean, that's. Are you going through the St. Lawrence
Seaway? That's a long boat ride, man.
$50,000 to leave Milwaukee, a beautiful city, all things considered.
Why would you leave?
And end up in Antarctica. Thank
never
you very
leave,
much for the
never bed. Leave Milwaukee in the summertime. I mean, that everyone knows that rule.
Well, even if it were a winter departure, who wants to go to the South Pole in the winter, man? So, anyways, I just cruising, scanning the headlines, if you will, and I'm thinking, that ain't a cruise I'm getting on.
No, no doubt. Well, we do have some news, and we'll get to the phones at 844-967-2789. Here's a little tidbit for you. Curdy, on Tuesday, MSNBC reported that two of former President Donald Trump's children are being questioned as part of a probe by New York State Attorney General Letitia James into the tax and business practices of the Trump Organization after considerable effort to try and get out of sitting for depositions.
You sure it's not like one and a half, like the number of cannolis we got left?
Former federal prosecutor Harry Littman broke down the story. Some new developments. Ivanka will be questioned later this month, and Donald Trump Jr. was questioned earlier last week. He wonders what that tells you about the state of this investigation. She's going at it very aggressively. Again, it's a civil suit. It's the state of New York, and they're saying your organization was completely improper in how it was run. The court said you've got to sit for a deposition and answer questions. Donald Trump, he fought like hell to get out of it unsuccessfully, and now he's supposed to sit down next month.
844-967-2789. Let's take Dick from Madison. It's always a party in your garage, Dick. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah,
hey,
really good, guys. Great show as always. Congratulations on all the news stations. Question. It kind of gets lost in the news. This is kind of like a grievance on Tuesday. The guy that got sentenced to 7 years yesterday, did you see his two daughters? I hope they're under security. They are both saying, why isn't Trump being prosecuted? I don't know why the Democrats aren't splattering this all over the news. You know what I'm saying? This is huge to me. I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that, any party you want to get involved in, that kind of. I mean, what's the upside for? I mean, it's already out there. The kids say, they justify. They say, yes, dad deserves 7 years. And, by the way, Trump should do life for what he did, for the way he influenced our father, the way he brainwashed our father. I mean, that's certainly out there. I just don't know that there should be any specific political campaign ad made in that regard.
Do you think for 1 second the Republicans would stay away from it if this was a former Democratic president?
I mean, I don't know if I would even want to compare to what the MAGA's doing, man. They stormed the Capitol and crept all over the walls and killed people. I mean, that's not a party or an organization that I think should be held up and say, hey, look what they did. What would they do in this situation? Well, we know what they would do in this situation, Dick. They did it.
I guess when someone shows you, Dom,
you know what it is.
Dom, I guess what I'm saying is, I think I see the worm turning. I really do. And all this has to do now is have somebody in the hierarchy like Giuliani or one of the other particulars flip on this guy, and then it's game on. And it could be a really interesting late summer and fall.
I certainly hope so, Dick, and I fully expect that it will be. Thanks for the call, man.
When the worm turns, I suspect it's the worm in the bottle of your tequila glass.
I haven't had a worm in tequila in a long time. That was like stealing my parents' tequila style.
844-967-2789. Two of your papa's tequilas there. Let's keep going. I believe Judy from Racine on the phones will be next. Judy, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi.
Hey, Judy.
How you doing down there?
Fine.
You missed the party, but how's the new place in Racine treating you, Judy?
I'm not driving all the way down there and back. No way. But I
you
might
could have carpooled with Fancy Brian.
Well, it's too late.
Too late. Tonight.
I might go down to the Oak Creek on Thursday night. But what
that
I'm calling is just, and to, you know, you told me to call about the signal check. And
how's it sounding down there? Can you hear the 5:40 a.m.?
Like I told your screener or whatever, that 101 doesn't come in. I think the signal needs to be a little, the FM needs to be a little stronger.
It's not supposed to. Did you try the 540 signal?
Yes,
Judy, the 540 on the AM side.
Yeah, that's a strong one.
Yeah,
awesome.
Well,
you're going to have to glue it to 540 AM. You don't need the FM. You just need the AM, Judy. Loud and clear, 24/7, all through the metro.
My son hooked up my stereo, and we got the AM antenna here. And the thing is that I'm surprised how good it comes in at night. It's usually AM fade at night.
You know, if you can't sleep at night, just put on the reruns of the Devil's Advocates. Judy, Dom will put you to sleep.
Thanks for the call, Judy. We appreciate you doing the sound check for us down in the Racine.
She just moved.
Yeah.
She's got new housing down at the senior place. Judy called me the other day. I hope she's doing well. I hope all the fine folks that came out here to party with us at Hawks. I see Gertie Kopke way in the back 40 over there. You know, the Father's Day season, now that it's over. I mean, the guy doesn't work all summer, does he? So he's got time to party with us. Hey, I see you down there, Gordy, hiding from the work. You know, we've been hiding from the work out here on the deck all afternoon. The real work is the whining and dining and commiserating with the fine folks that came down here to Hawks right here on State Street, Dom. And is it too late? No, hell no, it's not too late. It's never too late to party with the Devil's Advocates. We'll be here at least till dark, right? It doesn't get dark for like
a couple more hours, a couple of drinks, maybe get a sandwich, you know, hang out, commiserate, meet some folks, have some fun, smoke some smoke. You know how we do it. It's Madison.
I'm planning on sleeping in the back alley out here. I'm staying the night.
Not again. You know, wake up with a bunch of quarters thrown on you.
Well, that or fleas. So thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Thank especially those that came down and partied with us. But the party, it's just getting started. Summer Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo. Thank you to the proprietor, Hawk. Thank you to our pal, Fancy Brian. He's been doing lots of hard work behind the scenes. Great to see him here at the party. Thank you to James Santel. I mean, he was the nougat in the cannoli of this big show, was he not? And, of course, we're going to do this again for you on Wednesday and Thursday, and then live from Trump on Friday. Donald Trump coming to Waukesha County Fairgrounds.
We'll see if he actually comes or
someone
not.
Someone here walked up to us and said, you know, Pence coming to Pewaukee tomorrow. Wouldn't it be ironic or a little funny if somebody built a gallows?
Make them feel at home.
Thank you all for listening. Have a great night, everyone.